What's that? That was fun.
Yeah, a little interlude.
All right. So we had Rise by Solange, Up After Dunno by Mac Miller. And following that, we had Wasting Time by Kids These Days, featuring some verses by Chance the Rapper. And I think, yeah, we have some drama coming up for you guys next. But it's a tough one. I wish that the Tiny Desk videos were available just in audio form, because they're so good that I just want to be able to listen to them without pulling up YouTube and streaming them. So anyway, right now we're finding that online. I don't know which song we're going to do.
We have...
They do Cash Machine.
Sweet Virginia Breeze is my favorite from this.
And Special.
Mm-hmm.
And that famous... Wait, what is it called?
Broccoli.
All of them are so good.
I kind of want to hear... Yeah, Sweet Virginia Breeze, and then Special comes right after it.
Fair.
Both just really phenomenal recordings. I do love Drum. He's got the biggest smile, too.
He does.
You can see all his teeth.
You really can. And he's a smiley guy.
Yeah. So cute. If you haven't seen his Tiny Desk, I really recommend checking it out. He's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood and the movie scenes, millions of fans off of me, with cars passing by with me, hearing them play my CD. That's when I let you take me away. like we can just get high more. Hey, look, but all I wish is you'll still be here when I get off tour, baby, tour, baby. Oh, yeah. And when I get back, we'll get higher than ever before.
Alright, so that was Sweet Virginia Breeze by Drom and his Tiny Desk. So next up, I believe we are going to be playing one or two tracks from Chance the Rapper and Jeremih's Merry Christmas Little Mama album. Yeah, I like this album because I don't really like to listen to Christmas music, but I like to feel, I don't know, a little festive.
A little fun, a little flirty, a little festive
sometimes. And this is, I think, a great album because it's fun and it doesn't really feel like you're listening to a Christmas album, except for sometimes he talks about snow and
God at all?
I don't think so.
Surprising. He's into that.
He is, but this is strictly fun.
Hmm.
And merry.
I like when he talks about the Christmas albums on his other songs. He kind of mentions them a lot. Like,
and he talks about his daughter. It's just cute.
Yeah. It's just cute.
It's just cute.
What's up? It's Hannibal Buress. And it's another Christmas album from Chance the Rapper and Jeremih. I guess these motherfuckers just really love Christmas. Two Christmas albums? Jesus Christ. No pun intended.
Am I high a little bit?
Yeah.
Can I drive a little bit?
Yeah.
Am I fine a little bit?
Skirt.
Can I vibe a little bit?
Yeah.
Dance a diamond a little bit. Sunshine a little flip. Pretty one a little bit. Frankie Lyman a little bit. My baby mama a little rich. That's the one I'm still with. Break up and get fixed. We'll get hitched like Will Smith. Lame niggas beg your pardon. All my niggas taking charge, okay. All your niggas making bargains. Stealing lighters, taking charges. Every painter ain't an artist. Every album ain't a target. I just had the supermarket. I just had to shoot the target. Put the flour in the pot. Put the pot in the bowl. Put the stove on the flame. Let it rot, let it roll. Get the water from the sink. Watch it grow, watch it grow. Watch it grow, watch it grow. Watch it grow, watch it grow.
I'm cold a little bit. Wrist froze a little bit. Black ice a little bit. Whip sliding a little bit. Say tight a little bit. We just vibe a little bit. It's gray skies a little bit. Just spend the night a little bit. I'm cold a little bit. Wrist froze a little bit. Black ice a little bit. Whip slide a little bit. Oh, you say tight a little bit. We just vibe a little bit. Know it's gray skies a little bit. Stay for the night a little bit.
Real life. I admit I miss the snow in the wintertime. Grinch don't steal no Christmas. Give me mine. Tryna show you Black Friday. Tell them niggas get in line. Hey, you know what I need, don't stop, no, for them gifts. Hey, say I'm on your list. Hey, a ball and bedroom shop, or you think I'm on a bench?
Hey, I know.
Say you want a dip, shorty, pick you from the rip. We chill just to get the first place. I'ma take the pitch.
Here's a four right quick. Tower water right quick. Light manure right quick. Mike Fedora right quick. South shore to the seashore. Bora Bora right quick. Four tourists right quick. Little chorus right quick.
I'm cold a little bit. Wrist froze a little bit. Black ice a little bit. Whip slide a little bit. Oh, you say you tired a little bit. We just vibe a little bit. It's gray skies a little bit. Just spend the night a little bit. I'm cold a little bit. My wrist froze a little bit. Black ice a little bit. Whip slide a little bit. Oh, you say you tired a little bit. We just vibe a little bit. No, it's gray skies a little bit. Stay for the night a little bit.
Little boys and girls wanna come and play. Toy with the lights, Rudolph on a sleigh. Snow from the sky, midnight, who wake? Send it down the chimney for the cookies on the plate. Joy and some cheers in the ghetto today. Tis the season to give love away. Have yourself a very merry Christmas. Have yourself
will save us and bathe us in rapture. Mr. Happy, Mr. Matrimony, Mr. Half a Block Away from Stony, I love you. There's something haunting, daunting about your presence. Casper Essence, Ghost of Christmas Past, Phantom of Unraveling is laugh. Opera, string quartet, curtains up, but the whole room darkened up. I know winter was calling you. Me, baby, my baby. He Chris with the Kringle and rooms filled with ladies. They loving his presence, a blessing, I'm guessing you happy. I'm knowing you answered when winter was calling you.
What? Why are you following me? What are you doing? Ain't you, why the hell you stand in front of me? I swear you just said you was done with me. You still out talking about what you gonna be. Need to get some money. I should've left you. I should've left you in 2016. I should've left you back in 2016. I should've left you back in 2016. They should've left you back in 2016.
These niggas been hate since 2014, cause they ain't wanna see a youngin' on a big screen. This shit ain't been the same since 2015. I lost a lot of people in 2016. The Lord told me they want man for me. These hoes won't get a rest in from me. If I get locked down, would you send for me? She ain't gon' for you, but she went for me. Hey, look what you done done to me. Remember when they used to make fun of me? I pull up black trucks and they brought for me. Blue cheese in my pockets with a Honda speed. I ain't met a bitch yet, so she done with me. Bitch keep tryna show me your tongue ring. I'm a king, so she on to me. I still keep a stick like a pogo. You say you gon' rob me, that's a no-no. I still get the things in for the low-lo. Yeah, we got more pumps than the go-lo. Long nights in the streets like a hobo. That nigga diss on me, he a homo. He claim he don't know me, but it's ho-no. The rap game ain't the same since Luffo. Since Luffo.
Why the hell you stand in front of me? I swear you just said you was done with me. You still out talking about what you gonna be. Need to get some money. I should've left you. I should've left you in 2016. I should've left you back in 2016. I should've left you back in 2016. They should've left you back in 2016.
2016, I'm a boss, I got sauce. Now she wanna striptease. Man, I made it out the hundreds. I don't count blue things. I only drive big wings. All I drive is big wings. Hit the studio, which I got by 2016. We gon' leave all the rumors back in 2016. It must suck to be you. Got your girls in the legs piece. Baby girl say she 20, acting like she 16. Leave that fake flex on up in 2016. Down and blitzing all your baby sliding in the Vegas. Got a donkey on your baby, can't believe it ripless. Merry Christmas, space jamming, swear I got about six rings.
Why the hell you stand in front of me? G, go somewhere where you lose my number, please. You still out talking about what you gonna be. Need to get some money. I should've left you. I should've left you in 2016. I should've left you back in 2016. I should've left you back in 2016. They should've left you back. Back with your old ass talking about we go back. You need to go back to wherever I'm gonna go it. The attitude to do it. The your ass to it to do it. I ain't never let your ass know it. I ain't never let your ass. I ain't never let your ass. I ain't never let your ass know it. Why your ass working that same old tired ass job name? Fire your ass and oh wait. Now I'm gonna show your ass to the world by your ass. I ain't trying to find your ass no way. Got too many bodies, you a throw it. Rest in peace, the great David Bowie. Please, can we get back Prince? Please, can we get back Kim? Both slice, both swore that they gave you life. Should've left your ass in the pen. Please, can we get back Craig Sager? Leave your ass at the rim. 3 feet, no pressure, no press, no question. Actually, one simple question. Now, why the hell you stand in front of me? I swear you just said you was done with me. You still out talking about what you gonna be. Need to get some money. I should've left you.
I should have left you. Is you down with that? 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 Is you down with that?
I've been saving all year to spend some ends. If you had a 2020, I spend again. She love it when I light the tree. It's the time of year. On her Insta taking pics down Michigan. Big wheel and Ferris wheel like Navy pins. Don't you ride with a nigga, get that show you right. Take you around Chicago, like we on that. Hit up China, get you fitted with the 3 on that.
3 indeed.
I'ma say this time around feels better with you. Yes, it's true. It's better when you hug me when it's snowing down. Ain't no fireplace burning on this side of town. Don't throw salt on them. Angels on the ground.
Thought you would get a 9 and 10, though. Ain't your mama told you that this year that all the ends, though. Ain't your mama told you about inviting all your friends, though. Ain't your broken uncle busting jigs up out the van, though. Ain't your tired of stand outside and freezing while the wind blow. Ain't it been some time since Stingy Santa went no sand, though. Tell them ain't get no gifts, shit. Tell them ain't get no wish. So tell them go take that list. Shh, we ain't no bitch. Hey, thumbing through a check for some kids from the south side. We don't get respect on the black or the brown side. Rats in the school, ain't no class in the pool. We gon' act us a fool till we have some too.
Yeah, it's better when you hug me when it's snowing down. Ain't no fireplace burning on this side of town. Don't throw salt on them. Angels on the ground. Through the window shopping. Later on downtown.
Is it down with that?
All right, so that was 4 tracks from Chance the Rapper's Merry Christmas, Little Mama album. He has 2 discs, one he released in 2016, one released in 2017. Yeah, he didn't release one this year, but the first one we had was called Lil Bit. It was an interlude featuring Hannibal Buress. And then following that was The Tragedy from disc 1. After that was Shoulda Left You, I Shoulda Left You. Both of those were from the track, the first disc, I mean. And then lastly, we had Down With That from disc 2.
Has anyone ever told you you have a really good memory?
Oh, thank you. No, actually, usually my memory is not that great.
Me too.
Oh.
So that was Merry Christmas, Little Mama, and I guess I just would like to wish Merry Christmas to.
I just would like to wish a happy Monday to everyone else.
All you
oh
little
my
mamas.
Gosh, it's Tuesday now.
Oh my God, it's Christmas.
Oh, it is.
It is 25 minutes
Merry
ago.
Merry Christmas, Little Mama.
Maybe we should have announced something just to let everyone know.
I don't think that's necessary. I'm sure everyone is well aware. They could have tuned into any other radio station and been alerted that it was Christmas officially at midnight.
Can we get meta for a second and talk about the radio?
Okay.
Is anyone listening? I'll be honest.
Honestly, I don't think any of my friends are listening anymore.
I'm sure none of my friends are listening.
I think I had them for a while.
Listening.
Good night, Mom.
and I'm but that being said, yeah, we had him for a while.
Yeah.
And that being said, I am into the idea of
no one listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is nice in a way. It's comforting.
It's comforting.
Because I could say anything I wanted.
And while it is being broadcast.
Come back, Susan. They're my kids, too.
They're my kids. Susan. please don't take my Beanie Babies. Anyway,
in
divorce,
their original packaging?
Right? That's kind of funny.
So is anyone listening?
So is anyone listening? Call in 855-915-WMFO. Merry Christmas.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
You know what they say about Tuesdays.
Yep.
The club's going up. Wait. Yeah. And also, yeah. By the way, for anyone out there, if you're wondering where your girl is, I got her in the club and she chooses. Is this good?
Is this good?
Is this good
radio? Is
this
good for you guys? Call and let us know. But yeah, really, I think it's... it's just I truly find existential comfort in the fact that
perhaps no one is
perhaps
listening
no
right
one
now.
Is listening to this.
Yeah, in which case, why are we even talking?
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it.
But it's kind of nice. It's like
I'm
you
a
know,
fan
why,
of insignificance.
Uh huh. Interesting. You want to talk about that?
I would like to talk about that. I think it just takes a lot of pressure off. Like if you if you think of yourself as insignificant in the grand scheme of things,
you stop worrying about every little thing you do because you realize everything will be fine.
It is insignificant.
It doesn't matter what you do. Everything will be the way it was going to be. Well, okay, that then I feel like discourages change and movements, which I'm not trying to do.
There are things that are truly significant. I think people's
but right
I think
now, if no one is listening to us right now, that's fine.
Yeah. I think it's sometimes nice to think that my own experience may be insignificant.
Interesting.
But at the same time, maybe that's a dangerous way of thinking that experiences are insignificant because that's all there is. People's experiences.
But I think that even if they're insignificant to the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean they're insignificant overall. Because I think you can provide your own significance to your experiences. Mm-hmm.
And that is existentialism, right?
I don't know. I'm not...
I don't know either.
Is that philosophy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever noticed that streetlights are Christmas colors?
Oh. But also...
They're not.
But there's yellow not. In the mix.
Yeah, exactly. But I was just looking over your shoulder, and I watched a light turn from...
green to red?
Well.
Red to green.
Exactly.
Okay. So the progression, rather than regression, of traffic lights, Christmas-themed.
Christmas
or
themed.
Is it rather complementary colors?
I'd say it's complimentary. Sorry for anyone
listening.
Wait, there is no one. I can make that noise all I want. Anyways, it's Christmas. It is 12:30, 12:29 on Christmas morning. And if you are...
I just fully yawned into the microphone.
DJ Quint Essence fully yawned. And if you are listening to this radio show... on Christmas Day. Well, I feel like maybe putting too much significance on Christmas Day.
It's Tuesday morning.
It's Tuesday morning. If you're listening to this radio show at 12:30 on a Tuesday morning / Monday night, but I'm also going to include that, you know, a lot of people don't have to work today. If this is how you're spending your time...
Thank you.
And I'd be fascinated
to hear your voice. So you can call us at 855...
915
WMFO.
That is 855
915
9636.
I'll just sit here waiting for the phone to ring.
Yeah, we can sit in silence if that's something that you guys would be interested in.
Oh!
Oh, we're getting a phone call.
All right, so I guess I'll keep everyone entertained.
Cool.
While that goes on. So...
Is this Alex?
If this is someone we don't know, that would be interesting.
Alex, you want to go on air?
Okay, it's DJ Fuzz again. Which leads me to think that perhaps she actually was our only person listening.
I'll put you on the air. I didn't fully hear you said
that. Oh, I think she's offended that we thought she wasn't still here. She told us she was going to bed. But anyway,
here
DJ
she
Fuzz?
Is, everyone.
Hey, DJ Fuzz is back. You guys, you know, said spread the word, spread the gospel that anyone's out there to call in. And I'm here to say that unfortunately I did hear all your noises. I was falling asleep. It's kind of weird listening to you guys like have a conversation.
Is it comforting?
But I'm like listening to it. Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Would you like?
I was having conversations that I can fall asleep to every night.
Yeah, I think we could do that. A podcast.
Maybe
a little,
that's what this is.
A lullaby podcast.
Oh, honestly,
by Quintessence.
I do think that you have a very good voice, yeah. DJ Essence. Sorry, I'm interrupting you, Alex.
Oh,
what
me?
Do
you
say?
You guys both have great radio voices.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I actually don't try to do anything differently. I think DJ Quint has a very nearly perfected radio voice.
Wow, I think when I get...
So I think you can't force it.
Oh.
You think what?
She thinks you force
it. I think
it.
You can't force it.
Oh.
No, you can't like, away from the flow.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think yours is forced.
I think it's all about being comfortable, being natural. I also think the more tired I get, I like my tired voice. When
yeah,
I get
it's
the,
very... I know. I've noticed. I also think that...
Oh, maybe not like that.
Oh.
Well, we do care about our listeners' feedback. Mm-hmm. We hear you.
You guys are great.
We respect you.
Thank you, Fuzz.
I need to send you guys my podcast that I've made with friends.
Okay, thank you. Please do.
Send it to all our other listeners as well.
It's a little inappropriate. I don't know if I'd want it.
Uh-oh.
Well, all right. Well, we'll listen.
You guys know, like,
provide some feedback.
You know. This Christmas Eve really made me think about like, how much my Christmas Eves have changed. I remember like following the NORAD tracking of Santa one year. You're like, oh my God, he's about to fly over. And like, I don't know, it's just crazy how much has changed. It's kind of sad how much I feel like this year with college, there wasn't any of that holiday spirit, so it's just like suddenly Christmas is here, and I feel like I don't care as much this year, which is kind of sad, you know?
Yeah. I was saying earlier that this is like the first year for me where it hasn't felt like Christmas, but at the same time, I wasn't upset about it. Like past years, I was like, it doesn't feel like Christmas. What's happening? But I'm not, I'm not missing anything really is what I'm trying to say.
I'm not sad about that, but then I'm kind of sad about the fact that I don't have the same, like, I think the childhood part of it has really kind of disappeared at this point, which is,
But I also don't fully remember what it was like.
I just remember, I think at some point in high school, one year, I just realized it didn't feel magical. And it wasn't because, well, I don't know why. I just remember one year it stopped feefeling magical to me, and ever since then it has not felt magical. But at the same time, I think that's kind of healthy because
for me it was all holidays, actually.
Yeah, Halloween.
I remember Halloween not feeling special.
Yeah. I think Halloween stopped feeling special once I was maybe a sophomore in high school.
But I still want them to feel special, you know?
Yeah, I do get that.
But at least there's a
there's
a lot less pressure now, I feel like.
A lot less pressure. Yeah. And I also find myself...
I like the casual nature of it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find myself, I guess, finding different moments special. You know, that aren't supposed to be special.
Yeah.
It's not like the whole day is like some like huge event. It's more like the whole thing when you're just hanging out with your family or having a good conversation or something. It's just nice, but it's not like, it's just comforting, but it's not like, there's not as much excitement, I guess. Like comfort versus excitement.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, thank you.
And then I feel like with college, okay, this is my final thought. And then leave you guys to it. But I think college also changes how you like interact with Christmas, just because, like, you know, there's no holiday spirit, and then there's finals, and it's just kind of like,
it feels like there's no time.
It was very sudden. There was no revving up of the Christmas season. It was just like, boom, now it's 36 minutes ago, it's Christmas.
Exactly. And I'm not going to lie, I have nothing prepared for any of my family members.
Yep, me too.
I'm actually about to go home and make a necklace for my mother.
Oh, I bet she'll love that.
Yeah, she will. I just have to do it before, you know, she wakes up.
Yeah, like I think I whip hours. Up some cards in the morning.
Whip up some pies? Okay. Some cards?
Some cards.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll talk to you guys soon. I'll say it again. Excited to go to New York City. I haven't been in, like, a couple years, and I love that place.
The big city.
Wait,
are we living here on the 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can talk about this off air.
Yeah, we can. Everyone want to know our itinerary? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, maybe we can figure out the logistics another time.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not stunned on social media. I'm just kidding. Only a little.
All right. Well, thanks, DJ Fuzz.
Thanks, DJ Fuzz.
Bye, guys. Bye, Quentin.
Good night.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
That was DJ Fuzz.
We love her.
We do. We do. Very much so.
Whoa.
For the longest time. Whoa.
Okay, actually, I'm impressed we got that far.
Yeah, me too.
From the beginning, I was about to crack up. Once. It's really hard for me to hit those notes. Unless I'm alone in my room.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Because I think when I'm nervous, I'm tempted to just talk the lines because I feel too vulnerable. And I very much wear my nervousness in my throat, my stomach.
Well, plus we're live on air to millions of people.
We are live on air to millions of people. Once. See, it just comes. Once I. That was better.
That was good.
Once
if anyone listening is a vocal coach or if anyone listening, if there's anyone listening,
now
call in 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636.
I haven't been there for the longest time. Whoa,
behind me now is
for the longest
Billy Joel's time. For the longest time.
For the longest. So I always get stuck here because I think I only know the first couple of lines. And after that, I don't know any of them. I know them in fragments.
And you'd think the frequency with which we sing that song, we should know all the words, all the parts.
Yeah, really, I think we just keep stopping after the first.
We do.
Part.
We do, which is maybe a problem.
I'm that voice you're hearing in the hall. And the greatest miracle of all is how you found. Wait, see, now I don't know if it's is how I found you. No, or how I and how you needed me to. It's also quite possible that I'm mixing up two different lines. But honestly, that wasn't bad. And I just did my first live performance.
Wow. So. Everyone clap for Kendall, all you listeners out there. Wow, hear them, Kendall.
Oh, thank you, guys. Snaps. Thank you. Maybe I'll compose an original piece, perform it. My name's DJ Essence. Is there a song that we know?
No.
Hey. Hey.
With your words like stars and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again.
Your
got me
lipstick
feeling like a nothing
stains.
You.
So today, we went to a liquor.
Oh.
We we went to a grocery store. We went to a grocery store with our mom to get some apple cider. And as soon as we walked in, they were playing, you know, like a normal song, I guess. And then...
like liquor store music, you know.
Grocery store music.
Grocery store.
And the next song they played was Mean by Taylor Swift. And I just didn't know how to react. My my gut reaction was disgust, but simultaneous singing along.
Yes, well...
biologically
speaking, that's the normal response to a Taylor Swift song.
Well, actually, no. You know what?
What?
I don't hate Taylor Swift. I feel like my last name made it seem like I didn't like her. I think
I'm not disgusted with her. I'm not her biggest fan, but I don't think it is a personal attack. I think I would not want to be friends with her. I think I know I would not enjoy being friends with her, based off of her.
But at the same time, I mean, this is just something I've kind of been. Oh, we have
a call coming in.
We have a call coming in.
Okay, if this is someone being mad at me for saying I don't think I'd want to be friends with Taylor Swift. I'm not offended. I just think that perhaps. Yeah?
Yes.
So we have a caller.
IFM, WMFO, Test Free For Radio.
They're not on air right now. I think we will find out soon enough why they're calling. But anyway, so when I was younger, I was a big fan of Taylor Swift. Do they want to be on air?
Who
is that?
I'm glad people are out there listening.
Do they want to be on air? Oh, never mind. Anyway.
Well, thank you.
All right. So, Taylor Swift. You know, I'd rather not talk about Taylor Swift right now. What I would like to talk about is there's this band or this duo, Oshun, from DC. They went to school in New York. And they went to NYU. They graduated either last year or the year before. And I really like them because they are not sisters, but they are really good friends that went to school together. And they have done a lot of work that they just put out on YouTube. And their music videos are incredible. And they are a female rap duo that sing a lot about their ancestry. And, you know, the divine feminine or divine feminine. I think saying divine feminine sounds more fun.
No, this is my first.
But
I just finished my first.
Right now I'm just talking because I don't have access to the music.
So,
I had a show. So I'll tell a little bit about my day. Or you know what? I'll just talk about me right now. You know, what all people love to do. My name's DJ Essence. And I am a student at the American University. I'm from Boston. I grew up in Somerville and, you know, the surrounding areas. But my good brother, DJ Quint, goes to Tufts University and he has a slot here. And we, I think, perhaps are the siblings that get along best in the entire world. Some people think we're the same person. Some people think we're twins. We actually used to look very similar, but then I shaved all my hair and he grew his out. So we kind of did a little switcheroo because I used to have the long hair and he used to have often a buzzed head, or he would refuse to buzz his head. So his hair would just kind of grow out in chaos, a couple of inches long. But he's my best friend. He might be the only person I ever miss when I'm at school. So what was that?
That was Joan.
Hi, Joan.
She was listening.
That's crazy. Because we really were making some guttural sounds on air.
I don't think she heard that part.
Oh.
She heard our existential conversations.
Oh.
Which, those are good.
Yeah, so, actually, can I read a prologue real quick?
Absolutely, I'd love for you.
It's very short. So, my friend George, I met him on Tinder. Am I allowed to say that on air?
For our listeners out there, I've been
working on sound effects.
Working on sound effects. I have two. Boy, yo, 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 yo. And actually, maybe that's.
I think that I haven't heard any others. Okay, let me find George. So, I'm worried. It doesn't look like he's in here, but...
For context, George doesn't believe in, well, for context, I'll do some actual context, so...
Well, no, I have the prologue here.
Well, then never mind.
Okay, so basically, George is one of my best friends at school, and he... we like to have really good conversations about... Why won't he... We like to have really good conversations about just the world, the way things work. And one thing he likes to talk about a lot is this concept of nothing, which is a very hard topic to articulate. And so usually involves me saying, yes, okay, but say it at least 3 more times, please. So he sent me a prologue from a book. I don't know the name of the book, but... It's the prologue's title is A Quick Proof That There Must Be Something Rather Than Nothing for Modern People Who Lead Busy Lives. All right, so it's very short. It says, suppose there were nothing. Then there would be no laws, for laws, after all, are something. If there were no laws, then everything would be permitted. If everything were permitted, then nothing would be forbidden. So if there were nothing, nothing would be forbidden. Thus, nothing is self-forbidding. Therefore, there must be something.
I mean, okay.
Okay, but so then, it's just, you know, food for thought.
It is food for thought. My only issue with it is
approaching it that way?
Approaching it from
a legal perspective?
A legal perspective.
Okay, but it might be a book that is that.
About law.
Yeah, about law. So another way that he described it to me, or that we've talked about it together, was So we talk about the concept of God. Now, I'm not going to get into that right now because that is a never-ending discussion.
It really is.
But he uses this... okay, so he talks about how if we went to a place where they didn't have chairs and we said to them, oh, so you guys don't have chairs? Their response would be, what is a chair? So then, in order to explain that a chair did not exist, he would have to describe and explain a chair... And then say, you know, it's, well, usually sometimes made out of wood or plastic or something like that, something sturdy, metal, with a seat and some legs attached to it and maybe some back for back support. But anyway, you guys don't have that here.
It would be a stool.
You're right. And you know what? I was looking at a stool behind you as I described it. And then I realized to the left is also a chair with a back.
So, sorry, I interrupted the last point, but you're saying that.
So in order to explain that it's not there, you have to define it and then say, but anyway, it's not here. It doesn't exist here.
And in a way, creating it.
Yeah. So in order to explain that something doesn't exist, there has to be an understanding of what it is in order to say that it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So he argues that God does exist because there's an idea of what it is in order to say that it doesn't exist. So really, he thinks that he doesn't think that nothing can exist. Oh, see, now we get into negatives, and it's hard to explain I'm trying to say.
I feel like you maybe have misrepresented his argument because it doesn't really make sense. Because
sorry, George.
You can still have the idea of a thing without that thing existing.
Well, yes, but then if everyone understands what that thing is supposed to be, even if they think it doesn't exist, it still does exist because... There's an idea of it. But then it gets into like idea versus physicality.
Yeah, and not even physical. Yeah, I mean, ideas. I think ideas existing are separate. Because, guys, think about this. It's an egg.
What is?
My idea. But outside of it is another egg.
No, a shell.
No, I'm sorry. It's an egg, and inside that egg is an egg.
Okay, so his point is, it's an egg with 2 shells.
Yep. So you crack.
Crack.
Exactly. And see, that's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Does it exist?
Well, now I know what it... Well, give it a word. Give it a name.
Double egg.
Oh, okay. So now I know what that is.
Well, a name doesn't make a thing.
But it can. It depends. Because not everything is tangible. If there is a common understanding of what something is, does it exist or does it not exist?
It does not exist.
Physically.
It exists as an idea.
An idea. In the minds of everyone. Minds are more powerful than tangible things sometimes. DJ
Quint.
Yeah,
but it still doesn't make it exist.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I think we're agreeing.
I think I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah. Do you want to know something interesting about nothing?
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's a few things I find interesting about it. One, it had to be invented. If you think about it, it didn't have to be invented. The number zero had to be invented.
Okay, math.
And that's kind of interesting to think about. Because, numbers, we get into argument about whether they were invented or discovered. Either way, I think the numbers were invented as a tool to understand math as a larger idea that was discovered.
Okay.
Unimportant.
Okay.
Zero is the idea of nothing. The number zero is something that had to be invented to reference nothing.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. And then another interesting thing is if you picture a zero,
mm-hmm.
For using Arabic numbers.
Oh.
A circle.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I've heard that the zero is supposed to be circling around the nothing.
Nothing.
So that when you think about it, the number zero isn't actually the line outside, it's the inside of it.
It's the inside, which is nothing.
Yeah.
Or is it just white paper? I don't know.
Well, unless you're on construction paper.
Well. So this is...
Quintessence.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Radio.
I just wanted to thank anyone who's out there listening. Thank you guys for listening. Yeah.
Yeah, we
thank
really.
You, Joan.
I kind of appreciate that we thought no one was listening, because then simply you heard the way that our minds work and the way that we interact with each other and the things we think about and talk about.
It was a very genuine
conversation. Is this conversation?
Is this a conversation? And it's interesting if you think about it as a performance, or I don't know, if you think of radio as a performance. If you think of, I feel like broadcasting
what?
If you think of, generally when we come in here, we're kind of performing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but it's midnight. It's almost 1 a.m. and it is a holiday for many people. I genuinely did not think anyone would be listening.
That was like genuine interaction. And that's kind of interesting from a performance perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Very honest. Kind of like the Truman Show.
Kind of. Yeah, he's just living.
So I think my friend Hadar might be listening.
Oh.
Because she just texted me. I can tell that you think that no one is listening. Yet you advertised it.
yet no one responded to my advertisement.
Yeah, so...
Oh, maybe people did. Well, yeah, I don't know why I expected a response, because I gave them all the information they needed.
Well, but also, that was like 2 hours ago. Anyways,
it was.
This isn't super...
critical?
Yeah, I guess super critical.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I think this is it for our time on the radio.
It's been nice being here.
It's been nice. It's been good.
You'll probably catch us a good amount of times over the next couple of weeks, hopefully.
Hopefully. But I won't be in town a lot. I'm going to the big city, everyone.
He's going to the big city, and by that he does not mean Boston, Massachusetts. He means... Well, you'll have to find out.
Oh, next time on...
Running on Empty.
And hopefully next time we'll have some sound effects for you guys, too.
Verbal or electronically
electronic.
Composed?
I have one. I'm gonna see if this works. Bear with me for a second. Oh, that's music.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Cuz Radio? here we go.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Oh, I did not like that.
So I looked up
So
sound effects. Anyways.
Is this good radio?
Is this good radio? I think this is good radio.
Okay, can you stop?
Yeah, this is terrifying. Anyways, I'm so sorry for anyone that was listening to that. Next up, well, we're going to get out of here. I queued up some songs. Next up, we have 30 Hours by Kanye West. I really hope everyone listening has enjoyed their time, has a really great, if you celebrate Christmas, have a really great Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, have a really great Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you don't celebrate Christmas or Tuesday, have a really great New Year. And if you fall
out, have a great time.
If you are one of the few people who don't celebrate Christmas, New Year's, or Tuesdays,
well, we'll
have a terrible time.
Well, no, okay. I would not like to leave on a sour note like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Then have a great time.
Have a great time.
I mean, unless you don't celebrate time.
And then have good.
It's
have
hard to make everything PC.
It is.
We'll this work on it. What?
We'll work on it. We'll prepare something for next time.
Have a great...
Where the others go.
You say they never saw this coming. Well, you're not alone. $1 million renovations to a house.